Good morning, everybody, and happy Christmas. It's lovely to see so many people in the church, and we welcome also those who are watching us on Zoom. It's lovely to see people who come back for Christmas. And although we won't have any tea and coffee after the service, we hope we'll have a chance to have a chat with you before you go. There are a few Christmas cards on the table over there by the door to the vestry. Could you have a look and see whether any of them are for you before you leave the service? So, a very special welcome, as always, to our minister who's going to lead the service. Miriam, thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Christmas to you. Anyone? Anyone there? Good. We are awake. Has anyone been to midnight mass and still not quite awake? Me. Friends, it's a joy to welcome you, as Joanna has said, a joy to be here. This is my first Christmas in this church, and it's a joy to see so many of you here to celebrate the birth of Christ amongst us. We're very grateful to our lovely musicians behind us who are going to play our wonderful carols and songs today. There will be lots of opportunity for participation. Please do feel free to run around if you want, adults included. You're very welcome. Please do feel at home and enjoy being together on this wonderful morning. There are opportunities within our worship to join in some words. Those will appear on the screen. Please do join in as you feel comfortable and able to do so. We do tend to stand to sing if we're able and comfortable, but if you are more comfortable seated, please do feel free to do what is most comfortable for you. We'll just hold a moment or two of quiet before our opening prayer. And so we pray. A child is born, a child to save us. We share the news with great joy. A child is born, a child to challenge us. We share the news with great joy. A child is born, a child for the world. We share the news with great joy. Amen. Our first song, if you're following in a hymn book, is number 196. The words will appear on the screens. Come and join the celebration.
Thank you.
Please do be seated. It's now time to light our Advent candles. You'll see that four are already lit, and we have the excitement of lighting our Christmas candle. And I believe that Anna is going to come, and Will are going to come and share with us in lighting our candle. Thank you very much.
Mary gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
So the drama unfolds. A baby is born, foreseen by the prophets. Emmanuel, God is with us.
Recognized by John the Baptist, cradled in the arms of a young mother.
Emmanuel, God is with us.
The shepherds race from the hillside, first to greet the one good shepherd. The word is made flesh, and we see his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son.
Emmanuel, God is with us.
Emmanuel, God is with us.
The waiting is over. The story goes on. Loving God, before us, behind us, beside us, within us. Fill us with hope as we continue on our journey with you. Amen.
Hello. Well, friends, I don't know about you. Have you opened any Christmas presents yet? Anyone opened any presents? Adults are being very restrained, going, no. Some of you have. Wonderful. I don't know if anyone has brought anything they'd like to show us, anything that you'd like to tell us about this morning. If you've brought a gift that you want to show us and tell us about, do come forward. That includes adults. You're very welcome. Come forward. Okay. Who wants to go first? Anyone brave enough to go first? Go on then. Tell us all about your present. Big loud voice. Hang on.
I got this from my stocking when we woke up.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did you wake up really early? Yes. I'm sure your parents are thrilled. Are you going to have a sleep later?
No.
No. Okay. Fine. And can you just hold it up so people can see what it is? Fabulous. That looks very fun. I feel like I need one of those in my life. Excellent. Thank you very much. Who'd like to go next? Can you tell us what you've got?
I got a sausage dog.
Amazing. Can you hold it up so people can see? Fabulous. Isn't that wonderful? And can you walk it as well? That's so cool. Does it move on its own?
No.
No, you have to push the buttons, do you? Can you show us? It can woof as well. That's so cool. I'm really jealous of everyone's presents. Right, who'd like to go next?
I've got a sort of Rubik's Cube thing.
Very cool. Very cool. Can you hold it up for people so they can see? Fabulous. That looks very complicated. Have you figured it out yet? Yes. Oh, already figured it out. Malcolm, you're next.
I've got the best Christmas present ever, the tickle-free voucher.
Ooh.
Because my...
Explain.
My grandchildren tend to come and tickle me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So I've got the morning off.
Excellent. Lovely. Right, you're waiting very patiently down here.
I got this stormtrooper thingy.
Stormtrooper thingy. Very cool. Do you want to hold it up so people can see? Bit higher up? Can you stand up? Lovely. Thank you. There we go. Stormtrooper thing. Does it have lots of joints that you can move around and things? Very cool. Excellent. That's exciting. Right. Thank you. Tell us about it.
I got something called a grumbly. So when you turn it on, you have to whack it a lot to make it go crazy.
Excellent. Can you hold it up and show everyone? Fantastic. Something you have to whack to make go crazy. Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Over here. Like to tell us about your present?
A fossil.
A fossil. Wow. That's so cool. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? Because people won't be able to see it. What shape is it, do you think?
A circle.
It's a circle. It's fabulous. Could you hold it up, do you think, so people can see? We've got an amazing fossil over here. Is anyone else? We've got these two little ones over here. I've got some presents by the looks of it. I'm not going to take it off you because that wouldn't be very nice. But we've got some presents over here. Anyone else got anything they'd like to share? Behind me, have I missed anyone? No? Edmund's going, no, no, don't ask me. Anyone else? Any adults opened anything that they're excited about? No. Well, last year I opened this clerical shirt, which my niece then said to me, oh, Christmas llamas. They're supposed to be deer. So if anyone would like to see my Christmas llama shirt in all its finery later, you can have an opportunity to do so. Now, I'm going to need a couple of helpers in a moment. Edmund, thank you very much. Anyone else like to come and help? Do you guys want to sit down for a moment? Yes, do come. Wonderful. So some of my friends have a tendency to give me what I describe as random tat, things that might be useful in working with young people, and things that are just plain silly, to be honest. So a few years ago, someone gave me these. Now, hopefully they're going to work, but the idea is that they are like your conventional handbells, but you have to be very coordinated and do one at a time, a bit like this. Come on, don't tell me the battery's run out. It has. No! No! That ruins my whole thing. Come on. It has. Oh no, batteries run out. That one works. That one works. But the whole premise will now not work. So, quick readjustment. The idea is that you ring one and then ring the other, but this one's not going to work. So would both of you like to have a go on that one for a moment? You have a go first. Just give it a ring. Nice and loud. No idea. And it needs a screwdriver as well. So, a bit too complex. But the idea of these is that one is supposed to ring. They were working yesterday. That's annoying. And then the other one is, but you've got to be really hard about it, just like that. You've got to really give it some welly. And the problem is, oh, Frank, you are the man. Thank you. We're just going to hang on for a moment or two. What I'll do is the next bit, which is also quite exciting, I hope. So, another friend, I call them friends, it's a bit loose, but another friend gave me this a few years ago, and I don't know if a few of you want to come and help, but what do you think these are?
I think they're bath toys or something.
You think they're bath toys or something? They could be. What do you think they might be? So they're like rubber ducks.
Yeah, red rubber cows.
But what do you think it's supposed to be?
A nativity set.
A nativity set. So a friend gave me a rubber duck nativity set, which, bit random, but clergy. Frank, you are amazing. Thank you very much. So would a few of you like to make up the rubber duck nativity and pop it on the table over here? So if you grab one each, and then let's make, if there's enough for one each. Anyone not got one that wants one? There's one left. There we go. Okay, so can you pop them up on the table here? Just mind the candle. Try and figure out who's who if you can. There is a random cow with a duck's beak. Bit weird. Random cow. You've got baby Jesus. Awesome. So baby Jesus needs to go in the middle. Should we have animals over here? That's Mary, I think. Bit random. Okay, who have you got? You've got a wise duck. Okay, Shall we pop the wise duck over there? Fantastic. Right. Now, thank you all very much. Are we assembled, do you think? Oh, and an angel duck. It's an angel duck, yes, very much so. Angel duck up there. Fabulous. Would you like to sit down again for a moment? Thank you. Okay, so this one works now. Thank you, Frank. Whoops. Are you wet? Are you okay? You didn't get wet. Good. Right, where did the other one go? Okay, so we're going to reset these, and we're going to give it a go. But you've got to take turns, okay? So, let's see if you can make a tune. You're number one, and you've got to go first. So just once, that's it. Oh, and again, perfect. Oh, and again, once more. Perfect, stop, stop, stop. Well done. Fabulous. Thank you very much for your help. And thank you, Frank, for the batteries. Wonderful. So, friends, I'm going to sit down here with you for a minute. Today, we have all these exciting things. We have wonderful presents that people have given us, that Father Christmas has brought us, that our family and friends have given to us. We have random presents like weird plastic handbells. We have a rubber duck nativity. But whatever we've been given today, whatever we will open and whatever we will share, we have the best gift possible in the baby Jesus. And we can all sit here and see now that the baby Jesus is in the manger under our table here. Hello, you gonna come and play? Hiya. So in all of our celebrating, in our eating, in our sharing, in our fun together, I hope that we will all remember the baby Jesus, who is the real reason for Christmas and the reason that we celebrate today. So thank you all for sharing your gifts, and I hope you have a wonderful celebration. You can go back to your seats now if you'd like to. Hello, you want to play? You're going to play? We have a new musician. Excellent. Friends, we're going to sing our next carol, which is, if you're following in a hymn book, is number 191, Away in a Manger. We will sing together.
Thank you.
going to hear our scripture readings for this morning, first from Isaiah and then from the Gospel of Luke. Thank you.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The prophet Isaiah promises that a Saviour will come. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The New Testament reading is taken from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you so much for sharing those readings with us. We're going to sing again. If you're following in a hymn book, number 213. Number 213. And as we sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," may we also be reminded of all that is going on in the Holy Land at this time. We sing together, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Hello.
be seated. Friends, on this Christmas morning, I wonder if you have a favourite Christmas film, whether you go for the classic It's a Wonderful Life or White Christmas, or you're more of a Home Alone or Elf or Nativity or Grinch fan, or insert any other. There are millions of them, and I don't think that's an exaggeration. I suspect most of us have that feel-good Christmas film that we love to sit in a comfy chair with suitable snacks and drinks and watch. Something that makes us feel Christmassy. For myself, a child of the late 80s, early 90s, you can't beat The Muppet Christmas Carol. The classic Dickens story of a heart transformed, or I like to say, strangely warmed, by love, complete with Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, and some catchy tunes, which I still can't get out of my head. This was the Christmas Eve tradition in my household growing up. My sister and I arguing about who could sing the songs more loudly. Not necessarily more tunefully, just more loudly. This was our way to look forward in anticipation, a feel-good moment. And for many, perhaps, this remains the extent of what Christmas is about. That nice, warm feeling. The feeling of being Christmassy. One of my favourite films is The Grinch. And I'm not particularly grinchy about Christmas, but there's a wonderful line which says, maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come in a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, is a little bit more. I wonder, what does Christmas really mean to us? This year, throughout the season of Advent, I've been reading the poetry of R.S. Thomas and Christina Rossetti, an interesting mixture, I hasten to add. And I was struck by Rossetti's poem entitled Christmas Eve. She wrote, Christmas hath darkness, brighter than the blazing noon. Christmas hath a chilliness, warmer than the heat of June. Christmas hath a beauty, lovelier than the world can show. For Christmas bringeth Jesus, brought for us so low. Friends, we come today on this day of joy and celebration to remember that Christmas is not just a cozy time, not just a time to stuff ourselves with food, but the time where Jesus came to turn this world upside down, to disrupt and to transform the world. God creeps in beside us in the most ironic way possible, not as a king or as an emperor in a palace, but as a vulnerable child born in a stable. The God who will expose us for who we are comes into our bewilderment, our hope, and our need. So as we come this day to celebrate the beating heart of Christmas, the cry of the divine in our ears, God born with us, clothed in the vulnerability and beauty of human skin, far from home, may we truly remember the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth, in the eyes of a child. Jesus came that our lives might be transformed, our hearts softened, our love made more real. This is not some twee story about a baby who made no cry, a young passive woman in blue who manages to look amazing after having given birth. It is not only a story about shepherds in tea towel headdresses or angels with glittering wings. This is the moment where heaven touches earth, an in-between moment where heaven breaks in, the Word becomes flesh, the light penetrates the darkness. Friends, I pray that in all our celebrations today, we might truly remember the awe-inspiring, miraculous events of all those years ago. A precious child, a glorious gift. God with us. Amen. Friends, we come to our next hymn, which is number 202, if you're following in a hymn book. Number 202, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Now we come to our prayers of intercession, and there is a response. To Child of Bethlehem, please respond, hear our prayers. Welcome, Jesus, God with us in a lonely world. We pray for those who have no one to spend Christmas with, those who are suffering pain or illness, alone in hospital or care homes, those who have lost jobs or struggle to survive in the cost of living crisis, those who've lost a loved one or a loved one's love, or any who have a sense of loss or bereavement. Let your presence convince them and us that as years come and go, nothing in all creation can separate us from your love. Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayers. Welcome, Jesus, stable child in an unstable world. We pray for those affected by climate change, those who can't find a sense of meaning, who've lost their homes and a whole lifestyle, who are afraid or confused, who live here on our streets or there in camps, and those who no longer see the point in living. Let your human weakness fill us and them with amazement to discover the risk you took to be with us. Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayers. Welcome, Jesus, fragile child in a violent world. We pray for the mothers out there who have lost their children in wars, in famine, in whatever way. The children who have lost their mothers, their fathers, or their chance of childhood, forced into fighting or into work while small. For those who have been the victims of terrorism and their families and friends still reeling in shock. Let Herod's tantrums be exposed as futile and pointless, for God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayers. An interlude now, when we think of Bethlehem, the crib, not a crib, but a pile of rubble. Everything closed. And we think of the situation in the Holy Land. A poem by Bob Wharton. They reached across the walls of faith, colour, culture, to talk together, willing the good of the place they all called home. But today it was hard. Surely they could find the words which would speak for all. Surely they could find in this land of peace a way through the screams and the blood. They tried. And then they tried some more. But the rabbi told one story and the imam another. Was one correct? Could both accounts be what one might describe as true? The room seemed smaller now, the airy space squashed by all that pain. Then they drew a line on the floor. What does it mean to take a side? And what could it mean to have no side? One courageous soul suggested a way where there was no way, and rising, they stood in silence together, letting go of all the words. And they were peace to one another. Welcome, Jesus, gracious child in a merciless world. We pray for ourselves that we might notice and respond to those in need, listen to those who hold different views from ours, and be peacemakers in honor of you. Let your forgiveness give us God's clue to healing and securing permanent relationships. Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we say together the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Joanna, for leading us in prayer. Friends, we come to our final song, which is number 212, if you're following in a hymn book. Number 212. And I hope you're still in good voice, because we are going to sing all six verses of O Come, All Ye Faithful. So I hope that you are ready and prepared as we sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Friends, all that remains is to wish you a joyful and peaceful Christmas. And a prayer before we go, let us pray. May the wisdom of the wonderful Counselor guide us. The angels of the Lord of hosts guard us. The strength of the Mighty One uphold us. The love of our everlasting God enfold us. And may the joy of the Prince of Peace be ours this Christmas and forever. Amen.